Hello.
Hello, this is Elisa returning your call from 3-Day Blinds answering service. How may I help you, Mr. John?
Hi, I am calling about an installation that occurred today. So I have a few questions for you. On July 23rd, a woman came to our house and we purchased some blinds. We ordered some roller shades, which were installed. And then we ordered a set of shutters for my daughter's bedroom. The shutters, so there was several contracts that I have in front of me, contract numbers or order numbers, I guess. And there's two that are similar for the shutters. So the roller shades are installed and they're decent. But the shutters, I do have some questions about. It looks like there's two different contracts and there's two different sets of numbers on there. So I'm interested if you're able to explain that to me, and then we'll kind of go on from there.
I do apologize, sir. This is the answering service, so we don't have access to the client's order numbers, and I do apologize that I wouldn't be able to explain that. But let me do this. Let me take down your contact information, and let me escalate your concerns to a resolution manager. Is that okay?
Yeah. So, who do I need to talk to? Is there a phone number? Like, can I? I've literally been waiting for a return phone call for an hour to
talk. And I do apologize. I'm so sorry, sir. The best number is going to be that 800-800-3329 phone number. And unfortunately, the answering service who you are talking to now, we catch the overflow. So evidently, they're getting a high call volume at the main office. And I do apologize for that inconvenience. So let me get your contact information. Let me gather some more notes regarding your inquiry. So we can get a manager to call you back regarding that. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds perfect. So okay, you can get my contact information, then I'll give you kind of the rest of the story here.
No problem. And John, what is your last name, please?
Mauro, M-A-U-R-O.
Thank you. So that's J-O-H-N and then Mauro, M-A-U-R-O. Now, the phone number I have is the number that I returned your call, and that's 484-602-4668. Is that correct for you? Is that a good number?
Correct.
And may I have your email address, Mr. Mauro?
jmauro292@yahoo.com.
And that is J for John, and then your last name, mauro292@yahoo.com. Is that correct as well?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to put this as an escalation. And the installation took place today, but you placed the order originally on the 23rd of July?
That's right. And so she came, and they measured, and then they remeasured, and the roller shades were installed, I think, maybe in August. But it's now December 13th, and he arrived at our home. And this is really the issue is as I want to discuss the contract, again, there's two different contracts. Both have different numbers, prices associated with them. So I'd like to differentiate that. Secondly, when they were here numerous times to measure and remeasure, they determined that we were going to create two shutters. And so there's line one and there's line two on each of these contracts, basically, they call it line two and line three. So basically saying that there's going to be an arc window. And so they're going to create a separate shutter for that. And then the rest of the window, which would be a completely separate shutter. And I was charged for both of those. However, when he showed up today, he pulled it out of the box and he started to install it, and it was not two separate shutters. It was one piece. It was one entire complete shutter. And so he said, this isn't right. And further, it was too short. It was cut incorrectly.
Okay.
So he was unable to install the
so
shutters.
The measurements were off. Okay.
And okay. So that's really, I'm confused as to why I would have been charged for two shutters when the contractor who cut this only provided one, you know, frame.
All right. Now I understand that. That is, I understand your concern, Mr. Morrow. So let me just make sure that I understand what you're explaining to me. So the roller shades have been installed and they're decent. I heard that part. And those
Correct.
Were installed in August. Okay, that's fine.
Correct.
But now you're finally getting the products for your daughter's shutters in her room.
Correct.
All right. And you was under the impression for the arc part that was going to be one set. And then at the bottom, it was going to be one whole piece that she can open and close or roll up.
Correct.
How was it supposed to be constructed to open?
Yeah, so it would have been, I don't know the term. It would have been open, like shutters, like they would have just opened, like there was been a cut in the middle, and then they
okay.
would have like
opened. Okay, gotcha. Now,
yeah.
Another question, and just as far as what you envisioned or what was explained to you, for the top part that went on the arch, was that supposed to be able to be opened, or was that just going to be a constant piece?
Ma'am, you still there?
I am, Mr. Morrow.
Okay.
For that top piece, was that supposed to be able to be open, or is that just going to be one solid piece to fit that the archway? And then go ahead.
It was going to be, the plan was that it was going to have shutters on mm-hmm. it, and the shutters would have been able to open and close.
Okay.
There would have been a piece on there where in the middle where they could have opened and closed to
okay.
Let light out.
So... Okay. All right. That makes sense. All right. Now, not only was it one entire piece instead of the two pieces to open independently of each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was also cut short, too short.
Correct.
All right. So, with what you have described to me, I am going to escalate this so someone can reach out to you immediately regarding this. Okay, and if you would give me a moment. So now you need someone to call you back, one, why you didn't receive the product that you purchased, and two, because it was cut too short, and now someone needs to come out and remeasure them and provide you with the product that you were looking for, that you were expecting.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So
if you, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Well,
No.
Here's what, my as he's here, I don't think it was not very clear when they were here to describe this, but
mm-hmm.
as he put it on, and it was good that he had the piece there. And let me tell you, the fellow from Atlas Installers was very professional and very helpful.
Okay,
so not his fault, Chris.
Gotcha.
Peck, great guy. But he explained it to me. He said, there's trim. So we're just going to drill right into your trim. And I'm like, that seems really silly. Why would we do that? He said, well, this is how we would do it. It none of it made sense. It was going to, the whole thing
it's not how it's described.
No. And so my wife and I have kind of taken a look at this and discussed this. I'd like to completely cancel this order.
Gotcha.
And I ask you that because they're going to go back and have to contact that contractor who's going to have to recut the pieces of wood. And so before they do that, I'd like to cancel this and see if we can kind of, you know, work through that piece. So
not
I just,
a problem. Okay,
okay.
So now I think I understand. Let me type up the notes. I want to review them with you. And
sure.
If there's anything else you want me to add, I will add it. So give me one moment, Mr. Morrow, with the understanding
sure.
of how you describe this to me.
Sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask this question, Mr. Morrow. How many times did they come out to measure the window for your daughter's room?
I think it was twice. A woman came and she on day one, and then as she was kind of leaving, she said, oh, I'm new, so they're going to want someone to come remeasure. So I think it was twice. I believe it was twice.
So you basically, this was a custom piece, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. I do want to put in there as a custom suite, custom shutters. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it there. All right. I did put a lot of information. So if there's something that you want me to take away or add, please let me know. I do want to add this. So give me a – oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Morrow. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. It's okay. And I think I mentioned that you may have had it in there, but I want to make sure this is clear. At no point did they – explain that they were going to just drill new trim on top of the existing trim. And so when he explained it, and it was great that we had this piece there because he just held it up and it just laid on top of the other trim. And I'm like, you're telling me this is just going to like drill right into that trim? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, man, that is, it was going to look so tacky. It was going to look very,
say,
very unprofessional and just really tacky. So,
okay. All right. Let me see if there's anything else you want me to add. Mr. John Morrow is calling to state he is dissatisfied with the custom shutters that were to be installed in his daughter's room. The original order was placed July 2022, and the installation took place 12/13/2022. Mr. Morrow has questions regarding the pricing, and the product was not as it was described to him during the ordering process. The windows were measured on two occasions, and when the contractor went to perform the installation, the shutters were cut too short, nor were they in two separate sections to be opened at the archway and at the bottom of the window. You were notified that the existing trim was going to be drilled into to install the shades, which was not aesthetically pleasing. You'd like to cancel this part of the order before a new piece is created for this room and would like to be contacted as soon as possible. Is there anything you would like to add to that, Mr. Morrow?
No, I think that's good. I think that covers it. And I just want to make sure that we can pass this note along. On July 25th, I was charged for the down payment of this for $1,328 and some cents.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a week ago, December 5th, I was charged a remaining amount, which was $1,125, the remaining balance for the shutters.
Okay. Let me ask a question. One more thing, and I know that you have this. Your order number, please.
Sure. And here's the original, when we first started talking, there was some confusion because I have two contracts and two really receipts with the same order number. Here's that order number. It's 887-151.
887-151. Okay.
Correct.
So this is what's going to happen next. I have put this as escalation so someone can reach out to you within 24 hours. And I do apologize that you are experiencing this, especially when you've made the final payment on it and it's not what you expected. And it's not right. what it was described.
Thank you. Yeah.
No. And is there anything else you would like me to add to that, or that's perfect the way it is, sir?
I think that sounds good. I look forward to talking to someone from 3 Day Blinds, and hopefully they can give me a call. And I understand there
resolve
are,
it. Yeah.
There is a contract. I know you're just a kind of an answering service. There is a contract, and it has a lot of legal mumbo jumbo, but at no point does it talk about, you know, you kind of told me.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I hope I got the gist of what you wanted to relay to the escalation team so someone can reach out to you and resolve this as soon as possible for you.
Perfect. And what was your name?
My name is Elisa, sir.
Okay, Elisa. I know, again, you're kind of the messenger here, so this isn't your responsibility.
I understand. No problem, sir. All right. Well, Mr. Morrow, I'm so sorry to have experienced this, and what I can do, again, I'm sending it over to a resolution manager. Despite this, please have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you
for calling 3 Day Blinds.
Let me ask you, Elisa, one last question. What kind of time are we looking at for
24 hours for escalation, sir?
Oh, perfect. Great.
Yes, awesome. Sir.
Great. Thanks so much. You have a great holiday yourself.
Thank you, sir, and thank you again for calling 3 Day Blinds.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.